We're going to turn to some of this morning's other big news because the Israeli military has intensified its assault on Gaza, but it says its troops have not entered the Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, Hamas has continued firing rockets into Israel. Since the start of the week, more than 100 people have been killed in Gaza and 7 have died in Israel. Najla Shawa is a mother of two who lives in Gaza City. She's been telling us that trying to keep the full horror of the situation from her children is almost impossible.
My name is Najla, and I live in Gaza City. I live with my husband and my two daughters. They're 4 and 6 years old.
What have the last few days been like for you as a family?
It's difficult to describe because it goes like different phases of the day in between the bombardment and like airstrikes from Navy, Israeli Navy shelling and all that, and all the time in between, just trying to manage our stress, trying to manage my daughter's anxiety, because now she's really terrified. Like whenever she hears any little sound, she thinks it's an airstrike, and then she runs, and sometimes she screams, and then we go to the window to check on the smoke. Where is the smoke coming from? It's heartbreaking, and it's very difficult as a mother to manage that. And what can you explain to a 6-year-old?
And that was Najla Shawa talking last night to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan. For the latest developments, we're joined by Dan Williams, who's a senior correspondent with Reuters in Jerusalem. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. What's been happening over the past few hours?
Well, as you noted, it's now the fifth day of fighting. The death toll in Gaza has topped 100. There seems to have been a slight petering off of Palestinian rocket attacks overnight on Israel. They do persist, however, and much of the attention in Israel is now turning to two fronts. One is diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire, potentially in sync with the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which began yesterday. This would appear to be an opportune time for a reprieve, if not outright reconciliation. And indeed, the UN Secretary General called on all sides to exploit it to that end a few hours ago. The tactically, as you noted, there appears to be an intensification. There was some confusion in the press over whether a ground incursion or invasion had begun. We did not report at Reuters that it had begun. What appears to have happened is that in a slight shift of tactics, Israeli forces have been abutting the border as they've intensified attacks on what they say is an extensive bunker, command bunker and attack tunnel network in Gaza. The expectation was that Hamas and other fighters may try to launch cross-border attacks or might be flushed out of those tunnels near the border. And that seems to be what the Israelis were anticipating. I think if we are on the verge of a truce effort, Israel's interest right now, its priority will be degrading, destroying as much of Hamas's military capabilities as possible. Hamas's interest will be really having the last say, in quotes, as it were, by showing that it persisted with rocket attacks despite facing a militarily superior enemy.
One of the differences between what's been happening over the past few days and what occurred in the past seems to be the level of hostility on the streets between Jewish people and Israeli Arabs. Has that been continuing?
It has, and I think you noted that very well. This, I imagine, if it persists, will soon be called the Fourth Gaza War. In many ways, sadly, it's very familiar on that front. However, what is new here is the domestic unrest touched off within Israel. Around one-fifth, more than one-fifth of Israel's population are Arab. The vast majority of them are Muslim. Many sensitivities there align with Palestinian sensitivities given recent unrest in Jerusalem around a major mosque in Jerusalem. And yes, there have been what frankly can be called race riots on a nightly basis. I'm not aware of anyone being killed by Israeli police, by Israeli security forces, though they have been deploying in force. However, many ugly incidents of mob assaults on Arab motorists, Jewish motorists, synagogue satellites, accounts of mobs patrolling mixed housing areas looking for residents of the opposite of the other, in quotes, ethnic community. Very unfortunate. This has given rise to efforts, grassroots efforts, to mount reconciliation demonstrations along roadsides, along highways. As I speak, Israel's top broadcaster, called Army Radio is hosting an unscheduled panel with a rabbi and Israeli Arab lawmaker. So there is a knock-on effect, happily, among people trying to restore some sort of coexistence, because that this does seem to be rather tenuous right now in many parts of the country.
Dan, many thanks for joining us this morning. Dan Williams there, who's a senior correspondent with Reuters in Jerusalem.